morning. Happy Epiphany. Epiphany, this great feast, is sort of an afterthought sometimes to Christmas, which is ironic because Epiphany is actually the more ancient of the feasts. It was for many years in the church where it was called the Feast of the Epiphanies, all these times in which God made himself known to humanity. So yes, his birth, the visit of the wise men, the baptism, the wedding at Cana. That Epiphany, as we celebrate it now, isn't just one of the little feasts that we celebrate as part of Christmas, but rather it was the Feast of the Epiphanies. And even now, Christmas and Epiphany, there's this beautiful way in which they complement one another. Christmas, God is born in our flesh, and there's a certain hiddenness to it. He's born the light into our world, but it's within a cave in Bethlehem, where the stable was. It was announced by the angels, but only to these Jewish shepherds, who are about as far in the fringe of society as you could get. These shepherds come to worship him. But there's a hiddenness to Christmas. When traditionally was Christmas Mass always celebrated? Midnight. In the depths of the night, within the darkest night, God kindles the light. He comes into the world. And he sneaks behind enemy lines in this way to free us. But with Christmas, there's a hiddenness. But when we come to this Feast of Epiphany, this light that had entered into our world and remained hidden within is now revealed as this light that shines out that he has come to free and to save all of humanity. Whereas Christmas is this midnight, the light being lit within, Epiphany is this great morning star. It's the sun coming up at sunrise where the light bursts into the world. And that he's revealed, he's manifest, he's made known to all now that God has come. And so Christmas and Epiphany, Jesus the morning star. You know the title morning star was originally given to, right? It was originally the title for Lucifer, the greatest, the most beautiful of all the angels, who is known, the prophet Isaiah tells us, as the morning star. But in Revelation, Jesus refers to himself as the true morning star, the light who has come into the world. And the wise men, these strangers from the east, they're the great scientists of their age. They study the stars and the patterns of creation. And there are these men who they see this star rising, and they know that because of the sign of this star, there must be a great king who is born. And so following their own light, their reason, the power of their intellect, and studying the light of God's creation and the patterns of it, they follow this star, and it gets them a long ways. They come from afar. The light of their own mind gets them quite a ways, but only to Jerusalem. It does not get them all the way to where they need to be and where they're seeking. But in the end, where their own lights fail, it's the light of faith in revelation. Even through a wicked person like King Herod, communicated through him, asking his priests and scribes where the Messiah was to be born, in Bethlehem of Judea, that it's only the light of revelation which leads them to Bethlehem, to the cave, to the true king whom they fall down and worship before. It's in the humility of God being born into our own flesh and with the humility of receiving from God in revelation that he makes himself known to us. God reveals himself to those who seek him with a humble heart. To the proud, he hides himself because he came in humility. And he's only known by those who seek him with a humble heart. St. Paul today in his letter to the Ephesians says that the mystery of our great salvation in Jesus was made known to me by revelation. Paul didn't just figure it out. You know his conversion story. He didn't just study scriptures enough where he figured out that Jesus was the Messiah. No, it had to be revealed to him in a very powerful way, in a very humbling way. That God reveals himself to those who seek him with a humble heart. We can know by the light of our own minds, it's doctrine of the church, that God exists. But we'll never come to know God as he's revealed himself to us, except when we seek him with a humble heart, and the response before him is to fall down and to worship. That here he is, God hidden in flesh. At the Mass, here is our God hidden in bread and wine. On this feast day, I'm always reminded of a story I heard on the Feast of Epiphany. And it's a story that, you know, the sisters who are the missionaries of charity, they like to tell this story a lot. Because of, I think, its beauty, its simplicity, and its power, that one of their sisters in India went out, as they do, and picked up a man off the streets who was there dying and brought him into their house for the dying. And she cared for him for days. She fed him the little that he would eat. She would bathe his wounds. She would hold him. And she would continually just repeat to him, "Soon you'll be with Jesus. Soon you'll be with Jesus." And the man sitting there didn't say really anything at all. You know, the sisters, they went to India. They're all Hindu in that part of India, in Calcutta. They're non-believers. Many have never heard the name of Jesus. But she would hold him. And in the last hours of his life, she continued to hold him and to say, "Soon you will be with Jesus. Soon you will be with Jesus." And he said the one thing soon before he died that he said to her. He looked up and he said, "Is this Jesus like you? Is this Jesus like you?" We're given these great feasts, Christmas, Epiphany, not just to think about them or to even be filled with wonder, but because this is what God does within you. Jesus in Christmas was born within you. He was the light who came into the darkness, into your darkness, and he was born there. But he doesn't just remain hidden, but rather now through you, in his epiphany, he is manifest. He is made known to others. That the light of Jesus is made known to non-believers through you. That you might be like the star which brought the wise men to Jesus, which led them there. This light shining within you, which was born within you, is now meant to shine forth from you so that others might come and they might adore him. Is this Jesus like you? Do you know him? So that he might be made known.